Thanks for joining us as we continue our journey through the Bible, Isaiah chapter 33, verse 2. Lord, be gracious to us. We long for you. Be our strength every morning, our salvation in times of distress. The true believer longs for God. The true believer desires a relationship that grows more personal and intimate as the years go by. We desire to experience God more fully and walk with him more closely. This verse in Isaiah gives us three aspects of God that we can focus on daily to develop our intimacy with him. Let's think about these three things. First of all, we desire God's grace. Like a person who looks at his face in a lighted magnifying mirror, the closer we get to God, the more we see our own blemishes. The developing believer understands the constant need for God's great grace. We long for spiritual blessings, and we know we don't deserve them. We desire, in the words of the old hymn, grace that exceeds our sin and our guilt. We desire God's grace. Secondly, we desire God's strength. Like Christian in Pilgrim's Progress, we know the journey has many obstacles along the way. Circumstances slow us down and wear us out. Some people can help carry our load, and actually others add to the load. The growing believer understands his weaknesses and limitations. They ask God for strength every morning. We desire God's strength, his grace, and finally, we desire his deliverance. Trouble hits us in all directions, doesn't it? Stress weighs us down. Sickness or job loss or separation or divorce. No one is immune from living in a sin-ridden world. But right there in the midst of our distress, God comes and he delivers us. The situation doesn't always go away, but his peace passes all understanding. Isaiah 33, verse 2 reminds us that we desire God's strength, we desire God's deliverance, we desire God's grace. Father, we desire you. We long for you. We are incapable of making this journey on our own. We need your grace. We need your strength. We need your salvation. Thank you for hearing and answering our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.